Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across the UK.
This story was performed by Shannon
at the Hackney Attic in November 2015.
Where the theme of the night was multicultural minds.
And a word of warning, there are triggers in this story, particularly for those with depression.
Hi. My name's Shannon. There seems to be a little theme here that white people are like middle class. I'm not. I'm really ghetto. No, I am. I'm really ghetto. I'm from a place called Tottenham, which is the next borough down the road. White people are a minority where I'm from. But I love it because I have loads of mixed race children and loads of black boyfriends, and it's just like I can cook Caribbean food, and I like patties, and I listen to Bashment, and I go raving, and I can twerk and that. So my multicultural side of it really played a big part. However, there's no race division, there's no age division, there's no gender division with mental health. So I grew up with my mum on drugs, not all my life. I grew up quite normal, then my stepdad left. And my mum went from a normal mum to a single mum with three young kids under the age of 10. And she went down the typical route that the whole family has gone down, which is, let's have a drink. Let's all forget about it. And let's have a drink. You feel better after a glass of wine, or you feel wicked after a little spliff, and you've thought about your life, and you've had all these conclusions come up to you whilst you're under the influence of Mary Jane, so it's all good. However, your problems are still there, love. Like, I woke up in the morning and I'm still crying. So I got put into care. And I thought, oh, I'm fine. I just kept bouncing back. Up and down placements. I get ripped from my hometown. I get put in Manchester and Southampton. I go Nottingham. I go Liverpool. I go all over the country, right? Never really settling in any way, shape or form in either society or background. I just didn't fit in anywhere, but I fitted in my own little world because it's okay. People know me here. I'm cool. I'm me. So I thought I was fine. I had this big thing that I'm fine. I had bouts of like, oh, I feel a bit shit. Or like, I just thought it was me withdrawing from cannabis, to be honest. I just thought like if I didn't have a spliff, I'd just be quite low. And then I got really ill. I was sitting at McDonald's and I'm scribbling on my face. And all these people are staring at me. And I writ in black permanent marker. And I writ, don't look at me, all over my face. And I wasn't wearing any shoes. And I looked crazy. Just took one look at me. She's escaped from St. Anne's, this one. That's the local mental health hospital. Like, she's on day release, mate. And then... so that was my first little bout of it, and I didn't really think anything of it. My mum just thought, okay, she's gone on one. She needs help, but we didn't play into it. Didn't think anything of it. And then I'm 18, and my son Roman was 7 weeks old at the time, and he was in his cot, and he was born on the 19th of January, so it was coming into February, and we had a snowstorm in 2012 in London. And I'm in a mother and baby unit. I'm in care. I've got my child with me who social services were trying to take away. This is why I was in the unit. And I went to close the curtains. And I swear to God, there was people in the bushes. Like, there was people in the bushes. And I knew there wasn't people in the bushes because it was a gated community. Like, I knew no one couldn't get in. But no. I went to close curtains and I was convinced there was people in the bushes and I was coming off weed at the time. So and my hormones were everywhere and it was just really, really mad. And I was shouting with my son in my arms and I was really aggressive. Like, I thought I was open-minded. No, I wasn't open-minded unless you agreed with what I was saying. If you disagreed with what I was saying, I didn't like you. And I couldn't understand why I was like the way I was. I couldn't understand why my relationships didn't last more than 2 years. I couldn't understand why I couldn't keep friends. I couldn't understand why I just didn't like people. I wouldn't go to my local shop because I just didn't want to cuss out the shopkeeper. I just didn't want to chat to you. Like, I was really, really in a horrible state of mind. But I had this baby to look after. So I get taken for an assessment. And growing up, right, in my society, it's normal to have a parent on drugs. Like, it really is. If your mum smoked crack, that's fine. Like, that's your normal childhood. If your dad was an alcoholic and beat your mum, it was fine. It was okay. That was my normality. My normality wasn't, oh, let's not talk about it and stuff doesn't happen. It wasn't that stiff upper lip. It was like, we're all fucked up and let's have a fucking drink. Like, it was really out there. It was really off key. And it was really hard because of where I lived. Like, yeah, my hair was done and my makeup was done and I looked nice and whatever, yet my mind was a shambles. And if in my area, you're not crazy. You're on drugs if you're crazy. You're seen, you get this term, we call him crackhead. Oh, look at that fucking crackhead. Oh, look at that. No, you're not. It's like you're not well. So I'm in this unit now. Going back to the unit. I'm in a unit and all of this is catching up with me. All of my childhood, all of the drugs and that I've been shown, all of the madness and like, my mum's a very, very loving mum. Like, she never hit me or anything, but when times got tough, like, we used to argue, we used to shout, and it got really, really, really political. So I'm in this unit and I'm talking about all of these things, bearing in mind I'm becoming a mother myself, so it was really, really hard coping with the hormones. And I get misdiagnosed with postnatal depression. Okay. But my feelings ain't towards my child, though. My feelings were with me. And I had no feelings towards my baby or hurting my baby or anything that postnatal depression was supposed to be about. So I get reassessed in my local mental health hospital called St. Anne's. And I get diagnosed with a thing called borderline personality disorder. What's that? What is that? It's your personality, innit? What, so am I crazy because I have red hair? Like, am I crazy because I laugh too loud? I get kicked out of public restaurants, I'm so loud. Like, am I crazy because I dress in vibrant colours and I like to go to Glastonbury festivals? You know, it really, really, really confused me. Really confused me. And I didn't do any research on my disorder because I didn't want to believe it. I just didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe I was ill. I'm normal. I'm Shan. I'm just that girl. I was the one on the dance floor. I was the one that was always busting jokes, and she's not ill. She's always laughing. Shan was forever laughing. How can she ever be ill? How can she ever be down? How could she have issues when she's so smiley and she's so bubbly and she's always got everyone's back? So I have this diagnosis, and I ended up losing custody of my son in the end because of my existing mental health issues and because of my mum's background. So you fast forward to 2014. I've got a mental health worker on Front Mind sitting in my front room. I'm punching my own TV, what I paid like £150 for, you know, like, the shit ain't cheap, right? And I'm punching it up, like, say I've got insurance on it. Don't even have insurance, right? So if the thing's gone, it's gone. And I was with a partner. I'm Muslim, by the way. And in in my religion, you're not crazy. You're possessed by the devil, right? And you're not gay. You're possessed by the devil, right? So in religious terms, I didn't get any help for my mental health. And my boyfriend was Muslim. And we were going to get married and all the rest of it. But Imam didn't want a crazy white person up in his mosque. So I had to sort my shit out. So I'm sitting there. So we're sitting there. And I just, like, I had all these things. All these triggering things were going on. I just had an abortion. And I just lost my son. And it was just a real, real horrible time. And I'm sitting there punching up my TV. And I just could not stop crying. And I remember thinking, like, excuse my language, I was a really bad CUNT growing up. Like, I was really cold-hearted, didn't cry, didn't smile. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh, my gosh, it's all come back to haunt me. All the tears, it's all saved up, it's all coming out now. And it just, it was like a flood was released, a big, massive flood. And I just cried and I cried and I sobbed and I sobbed and I sobbed and I sobbed till I thought I couldn't sob no more. I had sores under my eyes where I kept rubbing them. I didn't eat. I dropped down to 10.5 stone. I've always been a chubby girl. I love my food, especially my Jamaican food. But I was like, all that chicken, mate, goes to the fires. But I couldn't eat. I didn't wash my hair, didn't do my makeup. Like, my makeup is a necessity. Like, I go without cigarettes to pay for my foundation. Like, I have to have makeup, right? So, no makeup on, and my boyfriend left me. Because he was like, you know, you're just too mad. You're just too crazy for me. It wasn't right for me in the end. Like, you either love me for me or you don't, innit? So, glad he left. And it gave me time to really, really focus on myself. But he left me and I tried to slip my wrists. And no disrespect to anyone who's done it, but I've done the first cut and it hurt so fucking much. I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, it's too painful. There must be an easier way. My mental health worker was sitting in a room. She's like, come to mind in Haringey, and because I was a Haringey resident, that was my local area. She goes, come to mind in Haringey. So I came to mind in Haringey where I met my best mate, Charlie. He's been my best mate for 2 years now. My ex-mental health worker, Lynette, who I'm no longer a client with. We run groups ourselves now. So I went to mind and I'd done a 12-week counselling course. Nah, 12 weeks was nowhere near enough to like get out the 22 years of shit that I'd been through. But it helped, it really helped me see light. Now I do a life coach course, which is like the next step up from therapy. You know, when you've done therapy, you feel like, yeah, I really found myself. Like, I know why I'm so screwed up now. Like, it all makes sense. No, you have a trigger and you fucking break down again. So you're like, you're back in therapy. But it's all good, it's all good. So now I'm on this life coach course, and this life coach course is like therapy for life, right? Because it doesn't distinguish on mental health. It's just out there and you're just free to be you. I personally don't believe in medication. This is just my opinion, because it relieves the symptoms of the disorders. Some people's opinions say it isn't curable. My BBD, I think it is. It's characteristics that learnt your environment. So I felt with the right help, with the right perseverance and a will to change, I was good to go. So 2 years later, I'm now pregnant with my second child. Social services have closed my case because my mental health is no longer an issue for them. I've been off medication for 2 years. I've been in recovery for 2 years. I'm looking to get into work in the mental health field myself. And life can only get better from here. So that's my story.
If you've been affected by any of the subjects raised in this podcast, there are always people that can help. Please visit mind.org.uk for information or for help right now.
People of Bristol,
Spark is coming to you this Sunday
for true stories on the theme All Consuming. Stories of consumerism, gluttony and greed.
That's Sunday the 29th of November
at the Bristol Fringe Cafe Bar.
Full details at stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.